want to take this meat, your homegrown meat, we take ours down to, well, Kroger won't slice it. We take it down to Big Star, and there's a man in the back, and he cuts it for us, you know, slices it, what's he called? Now, are the head cheese and the souse the same thing?
Yes, ma'am. Souse meat and head cheese, saying they from hog head.
Well, that's all I don't know. Have you ever heard of liver pudding or liver sausage?
Mm-hmm.
I never have heard of them. What about blood sausage? What's that?
It's a blood sausage. And it's a liver sausage, too. You see, you get that at the store for lunch meat. It's a liver meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's not really any blood in it, is it?
No, it's not in that liver sausage. I tell you, the tail meat, I don't know for real, but the tail meat that liver meat is made out of, you see, an unboned calves. That's what the tail meat.
Oh,
see, they don't throw anything at a butcher shop, everything. When they kill a cow, she's with calves. They take that out and mix it into that liver cheese.
Well, I sure didn't know that.
That's what the tail meat was made out of. It's tender, and I like it. But that's the word. Thoughts of it, you wouldn't want it. But so many things we don't know.
Yeah, well, that's all right. We don't know what
cheese and liver meat. Yeah. And it's one used to make blood pudding. Take some blood and make puddings out of it.
Really, the blood?
Right.
What's
it's the blood. Like? Now, I don't know, but to tell me, people used to get that blood and make pudding out of it.
Blood.
Lots of things.
What's cornmeal in the juice from head cheese or liver sausage? What's that called?
Cornmeal
in the juice from head cheese. You ever heard of scrapple?
Yes, I guess so. You see, that you're getting back in that mixture now.
Yeah. Now, when the butter doesn't taste just right, you might say it's what?
Butter's old.
Yeah.
Rank.
Yeah, that's what it is. Now, when you're going to make buttermilk, first the milk has to sour and then do what?
Turn, and then you churn.
Okay.
You churn.
Name some kind of cheeses that you know.
Well, there's American cheese, hook cheese. That's that old cheese parmesan we know comes out of hook. You know, it's high now, $1 something a pound of cheese.
But you know it's
good. Good. Okay. I buy it every week.
Well, have you ever eaten any commodity cheese?
Yes.
That is the best cheese I have ever eaten in my life.
That's good cheese.
Sure. I never have eaten it very many times, but my daddy is a preacher, and you know, people give him things.
Yeah, that's right.
And I have eaten that, and I think that's the best stuff I've ever eaten.
Oh, yeah, it's good. Go up there, and I like it. I've had it given to me. But like I said, the hook cheese, that's something similar. We're talking about so many different cheese.
Mm-hmm.
American cheese, and then there's another whitish looking cheese. There's so many different those names. Mild cheese.
Cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese. Yes, yeah, it's lots of different names in there.
Well, what kind of pie would you put a crust down, and then you put the fruit in there, and then put a crust on top, and then it's in a deep dish. What would you call that?
Well, it could be apple pie, lemon pie, and
but what kind of pie though?
Peach pie. Now, and one of them's a pain pie,
yeah.
And one of them's a cobbler pie.
That's what I wanted.
Cobbler pie.
That's it.
Yeah.
Now, what's that sweet liquid that you serve with pudding? Like if you pour it over something, you even have
Pour it over your pudding?
Yeah.
Sauce?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you eat just a little bit of food between meals, you say that's the
one. Snack.
Mm-hmm. And I might say, and I'm going to ask you about your eating. I'll say, how often have you what today?
Eating.
That's right.
Today.
Now,